Guess what? Guess what? We've got live in the studio two guests, and both have guitars. It's my favorite thing to do. We've got Amy Kaufman live in the studio, and she brought Susan Gibson with her. Hey, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, radio people.
Thank you so much for being here. I hope you're properly caffeinated, because this is just going to turn into I'm throwing over to y'all to serenade the good people of the High Plains for us. I wanted y'all to come in because you're going to be playing tonight at the Golden Light Cantina. This seems like kind of a Amarillo supergroup kind of situation going down. You got the Dust Jackets opening up at 9 p.m., and then Groobies are going to go on after that, and are you guys really going to make it to midnight?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Okay, good.
We're so excited.
And we have, of course, HPPR has our very first living room concert before that, and so we'll make sure we wrap it up so everybody can head over. This will be like a little rock and roll kind of like a pub hop, or I don't know what they call it. I don't like beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
A Chalice Abbey bar hop.
Yeah. Thing. You go from a strip mall spiritual center to a scuzzy little nightclub.
That's the best way.
Excellent. One will smell like incense, and one will smell like really, really hot people in beer.
Yeah. We should have reversed those so you can go get the hot, smelly beer cleanse yourself with the incense place.
Well, self.
Yeah, this is Amarillo. We can do what we want. Mm-hmm. Well, I would love for you both to play us a few songs and get us started off. My Friday is starting very slowly. I'm still just picking up language. So I thank you both for being here and bearing with me.
Thanks for having us in here.
Yeah, what do you want to play for us? Who wants to go first? What are we going to do? Is this going to be like a back and forth thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
How do you want
to
do it?
I have to tell Susan, though, a really cool thing. James Martin from a band called The Terrors says hello.
Oh.
The Terrors opened for the Groobies back in 1990-something at JR's Lightbulb Club in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And when I posted that we were opening for you guys, I immediately got hit by all these comments on Facebook from Fayetteville friends because I lived there for a while.
Wow.
And yeah, everybody remembers you.
I have a good story for you off the air about that gig.
Okay, thank you for that courtesy.
As the voice of FCC, definitely. Please, Susan, off the air.
Oh, nice.
All right, well, who's gonna kick us off with a song?
I'll play a tune.
Okay. I'm going to hand you my mic, so this is all on you guys. You guys are carrying this.
This is exciting. This is a multi-mic deal.
Y'all are the deputized hosts of High Plains Morning now.
I know. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. Okay, we'll put this one down here. There goes... Yeah, we're off to a good start. There goes the tuning already.
Take your time, it's public radio.
Right. Hey, Mom. Yeah, I'll do the tune that's the title track off my CD that Jenny's been kind enough to play. And this is actually a tune that I was lucky enough to have Susan sing some harmony vocals on when I recorded it in Nashville.
Yes.
And I won't put you on the spot right now, but she was great because she came in and sang some harmony on about three or four tracks that she had never heard before in her life and just nailed it in a single take, which is something that I wish I could do, but then we can't all be Susan Gibson. Anyway, this is called The More Things Change. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Whoever came up with that never lived around here. 'Cause I've watched my old skyline disappear. Like the trains, the more things change, the more they change. Kids, we thought the sun rose and set for us. Life was seeing ghostly Mustangs racing with the school bus. I know how the Mustangs felt when they fenced the range. The more things change, the more they change. I still drive around town and look for the good old days, but there are I've got the market cornered on goodbye. If goodbye worked for me, it'd have enough years to retire. The things we miss in this life are awful strange. The more things change, the more they change. The more things change, the more they change.
Oh, Amy.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That was beautiful. I love, that's the perfect song for me to hear coming back to Amarillo. I always drive around my old neighborhood and go see where I used to live behind my sister.
Oh, and yeah.
Their new house that now they haven't lived in for 3 years. And
wow.
What a perfect song. It was great.
Well, thank you.
And I remember that day in Nashville. I don't know if I told you this at the time, but I had been out there to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two writing appointments and one of them was a dud.
Oh,
like
no.
Where you just walk out of there feeling kind of dirty.
Yeah.
And one of them was a no-show where
oh,
I
no.
ended up waiting on this person. And then Celeste mm-hmm. texted me and said, hey, why don't you come over and sing? And it redeemed the whole trip.
Oh, fantastic.
To come and sing with you.
I'm so glad to hear that. You did such an amazing job.
Well,
and yeah, that was,
it was
very cool.
You know, it went from what am I doing out here to, oh, here's what I'm doing out here. You know?
Nice. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, thank
what a
you.
Beautiful song. Well, it's a Groovy. We're doing another reunion gig. This is our last one that we have on the books for a while. And so I'm going to play a song called Cloud Nine that was out on a record that we put out 18 years ago.
Wow. Awesome.
Too sure about falling in love, but I might have stumbled onto something. Maybe I just needed a little shove and the promise of a softer landing. And it's my battle cry, I need more space, and I felt you closing in. There's room to spare in your embrace and shelter from the bitter wind. Not long ago, I could take it or leave it. A lifelong love, I could not conceive it. I am not gonna give you up, not for 1 minute. If I am gonna be in love, you in it. I'm not keeping track of time, making tracks for the county line. I know I'm falling. I prefer to call it cloud nine. And I've tried real hard to keep my balance. I swore I'd be the last to go down. There's been close calls and still I've managed to catch myself before I hit the ground. No safety nets, no helmets, no protection. Nothing to come between me and your affection. But I am not gonna give you up, not for 1 minute. If I am gonna be in love, I want you in it. I'm not keeping track of time, making tracks for the county line. I know I'm falling. I prefer to call it love, 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 love.
As only he can do.
Feel
feeling like I finally set my burdens down. My hands are free to keep me circling above the ground. No heavy hearts, we float along just like a feather. Or take my hand, at least we can go down together. I am not gonna give you up, not for 1 minute. If I am gonna be in love, I want you in it. I'm not keeping track of time, making tracks for the county line. I know I'm falling, I prefer to call it. I know I'm falling, I prefer to call it. Catch me, I'm falling.
Morning love, morning love.
That first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Holy cow. Do you have a favorite song you do with the Groobies?
I love that one. You know what? I realized this when we were doing our thing this summer, or in September up here in Amarillo, is how much I miss singing the songs that Scott has written.
Yeah.
Because I don't do those in my set. I mean, they're great songs, but they're... I just don't. And he's got some of the ones that I play banjo on, the Sleepwalking and Matchmaker, which I don't think we've done that at a show, but they're just so fun and well-written and kind of timeless songs that I love to sing. And I forgot how much I love to sing those songs until I started listening to them again to get ready for these gigs.
Sure.
You know? And so, yeah. That's probably Matchmaker and Sleepwalking. They're just fun, and they're not feelings.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're fun songs.
Exactly.
You know?
We need some of that, especially now.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
We need a respite from things. So good. So
yeah.
You've got the banjo along.
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
Yep, I do. Much to the people's chagrin.
Right? No, I sympathize. I'm owned by a banjo as well.
I know you are. I know you are. We're kind of comrades,
right?
In the banjo wars. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. It could be bagpipes or there's an accordion in my garage. So.
You know what? That'd make a great t-shirt for us.
Yeah.
It could be bagpipes.
Yeah. Let's just keep it real, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, good. Well, so we'll get to hear those songs of Scott's tonight.
Yeah. He's on his way. We talked about riding together, but I stretch my trips out so much longer because I leave the day before, so I don't
sure.
have to screech to a halt. And he and Jessica are coming up today. So it's 10:30. They're probably in, where would they be? Maybe Mason. I'm going to say Mason, Texas
okay.
right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, this is really a treat for us that everybody's coming from out of town to play this one-off show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a gift for us, so that's cool.
Well, I mean, it's very cool for us, Amy. And, you know, we have been circling, you and I have been circling each other for years. And so this is such a treat.
Only because I'm a little bit of a stalky fan.
Likewise. Likewise. It's going to be a fun night.
Oh, I can't wait. I get tuned here. Yeah, I was thinking about an old farmer friend of mine this morning because today is his birthday.
Mm. Happy birthday, farmer friend.
Yeah, his name was Jimmy Dixon.
Well, happy birthday,
and
Jimmy.
In my past life, I was a horse trainer and a horse breeder.
Oh.
So I spent a whole lot of time just riding around in pickups trying to find hay and, you know, going to buy the wrong tractor part and things like that. And my favorite guy to buy hay from was Jimmy Dixon. I would go out to the farm and you'd never just go out there and buy hay because he would want to load you up in the truck and go drive around in all the pastures and check the cows and look at the fences and kind of, you know,
Were you around here? Did you do that around here?
No, that was actually down in the Lake Texoma area.
Okay.
Down kind of near Sherman.
Wow.
Come on, new strings. Yeah, so this was a song that I wrote for him, and I'm kind of proud of one aspect of it, which is every chorus is a piece of actual advice that he gave me.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, this is for you, Jimmy, wherever you are. This is called, let me fix my microphone. This is called Ethic. Or it will be. I brought this guitar out of retirement and is very excited. Your hired hand left there, the one you loved as a son. He dried his eyes and went to the field, 'cause he knew it's what you would have done. When I stood by your dying bed, you said, work hard and leave the rest in the hands of God. Pretty wild in your younger days, running stone crazy with the river rats. Met a woman at a party one night who could give just as good as she got back. 30 years together, buying cattle and building those barns. I said, what's your secret? He said, I like cows and she likes iron. If you're gonna build a hay barn, build it tall. Work hard, and you'll never work a day at all. Cripple-legged old hound dog tugs on a chain, wonders where you've gotten to. If you're coming home soon, every dust cloud rising off the road is a truck that might have been you. They just go on by. That hound dog bays at the moon. Here's where Rick usually plays something beautiful. Sky above. The barn is stacked to the rafters with the fruits of a labor of love. Gotta run that baler, gotta keep those cows fit. Work hard and leave nothing unsaid. Leave nothing unsaid. Thing unsaid. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I love songs that the music sounds like what you're saying with your words.
That oh, cool.
Match so well.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yippers.
I think we all need some old guys in our life for good advice.
I'll tell you what, you can learn a lot from farmers.
Yeah.
You really can. Farmers can fix anything.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't a groovy song, but I've never played this one on the radio before. And so I'm gonna debut it in Amarillo. This is called 8x10. In the still and silent morning, that's when I missed you most. Cardinals welcome in the sunrise. It sounds so sweet, I'd spread it on my toast. And I put syrup on my cornbread. I like cheese on apple pie. It's the way you always did it. Never thought to ask you why. Lick your thumb to thread a needle, then to win when cutting cards. Find that thing that you love doing, then work hard, you work real hard. Take the third when singing duets. Take the fifth when you need the lie. It's the way you always did it. I never thought to ask you why. I miss your cool hands on my fever, your voice a long distance call, trying to remember every single lesson. I got your pictures on my wall. Inside a frame, there's a candle lit beside you. Your eyes dancing in the flame, and there you're staring at the camera with your Mona Lisa smile. It's the way to ask you why. I miss your cool hand on my fever, your voice a long distance call, trying to remember every single blessing. I got your pictures on my wall, trying to remember every single blessing. I got your pictures.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Is that for Fuzz?
That's for Nancy.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know, my mom was my first musical influence.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'd been writing, you know, my mom passed away in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been writing all these songs about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just getting to be, you know, where my whole set list was my poor dead mother set list, which is tough sell
right,
on Friday
yeah.
night. You know, that's not what people want to hear all the time. So I was like, I'm going to join this songwriting group where you get a prompt, you know, and like get me out of this habit of just going straight to that sore spot, you know.
Sure.
And so the first week, the prompt was the word wall. And that's the song I wrote. And I'm like, this ain't working at all.
Wow.
I think you just got to write the songs you got to write.
Yeah.
And just keep writing enough of them. You'll get something happy every once in a while, too. But,
yeah.
You know.
It doesn't do me any good. That's a really sweet song.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you.
Such great vivid imagery.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
It's a good way to process that.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And pay tribute to the people that we've lost.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to play another one? You want to be done?
I probably need to scoot.
Yeah.
You're pretty soon.
Amy's got plans this afternoon.
Yeah, sorry.
You tell all the people where to go tonight and then hand me a microphone.
All right. Okay. Here's the microphone. Everybody, please come to, well, first go to the fantastic living room concert at Chalice Abbey, which that is doors at 7. And the show starts at 7:30. We've got the Division Men up from Austin. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I have checked out some of their videos. They look fantastic. So you don't want to miss this show.
Yeah.
Then when that is done, we would love it if you guys would wander over to the Golden Light Cantina on historic 6th Street. And the Dust Jackets will be starting at 9 and then followed by the Groobies doing, hopefully, playing till, you know, till
the cops come. That's
our
policy.
Till the cops come.
Play till
Perfect.
The cops come.
So it's going to be a jam-packed evening of good music, and we hope to see all of you guys out there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you both to Amy and Susan for coming in and sharing some of these beautiful songs with everyone across the High Plains. I know a lot of you are not going to be able to make it to the show, so they brought the show to you.
Yeah. Thank you for the time.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Amy, thank you for sharing your time.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
I mean,
yeah.
Really, if you're not in the Amarillo area, guess what? You get to see the Dust Jackets, the Groobies, and Division Men just today on this show.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, this is what we
You're
do.
Welcome. No,
you're welcome.
What more can we do for you?
Well, that was fabulous, and I can't wait to see y'all play tonight. And now, if you got to scoot, you got to scoot. So how about we take it out? I'm gonna kick it up. I got a weird song from Nika Costa. I had a request.
Woo-hoo.
Here's Can't Please Everybody, even though that's exactly what we're doing on High Plains Morning. Bye, ladies.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Jenny.
Thanks,
bye.
Jenny.